This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. My cricket coach, my cricket guide. I've been learning cricket, I realize now, under extreme conditions because I've been learning from the England team and the Australian team as between the last two Ashes contests, the one 18 months ago and the one just concluded. And Jeremy tells me that what I'm witnessing is not ordinary. And I thought last week I'd learned everything about an international cricket committee that is blaming both sides for slow play. Slow play. Imagine that. Given baseball, you know how long it takes to change pitchers? Good heavens. 3-4 hour games, easy. But they are penalizing England and Australia. I thought it was over. I thought everybody went home disappointed. Australia wins in a tie. They wait for the next match in 18 months. And then, Jeremy, explain this beer business. Somebody offered a beer. Somebody didn't drink a beer. They're throwing darts at each other. What's happened?
Well, John, the controversy continues. And what happened, John, is basically it's a tradition as old as time itself. After every Ashes series, the winning team and the losing team always come together for a beer in the club rooms, in the change rooms, immediately after the final game. And so what the host of these post-game beers is always the hosting country. So when we had the Ashes in Australia, at the very end of the Ashes season, the Australian side invited the English side into the change rooms and they all had beers immediately after the game. So what was expected was this time, John, that the English side would invite the Aussies into the change rooms, we'd all share a lager or two and everyone would be happy and go our merry ways, as controversial as the series was. Well, what has happened is apparently the English side stood up the Australians. So the Australian side came off the field. You know, they even delayed getting changed and getting out of their gear because they knew that tradition dictated that they would then be going to the English change rooms to have a beer and say, you know, what a great game. There was controversy. You know, there was a lot of rules and legalities of cricket that came into play, which ended in being a draw and basically Australia winning because we had retained the Ashes from before. But you know what? We'll have a beer and let bygones be bygones. Well, it now turns out, John, that the English said, you know what, wait a couple of minutes, we'll bring you into the change rooms and have that beer. Anyway, 1 hour goes by, 2 hours go by. The English then leave the change rooms without sharing a beer with the Aussies. And lo and behold, the Aussies are still standing around in their cricket equipment waiting for their beer. So completely an affront to the tradition and the Aussie way of life, because you know how much we love our beers. And then to make matters worse, in the early hours of the next morning, one of the British cricketers actually tweeted saying, you know what, we tried to get the Aussies to come out to a nightclub with us, but they didn't turn up, which infuriated the Aussies, basically, saying that, hey, we were standing outside your change room for 2 hours and you didn't even have the courtesy to come out. So, John, I thought in some way that may have been contained within the last couple of weeks of news cycle, but no, this is something I think that we're going to be hearing about until the next Ashes cycle.
The only thing I can imagine about this, after having going through all these bumps, is that it's a very good thing that the England team and the Australian team don't have nuclear weapons, because I think they think about using them, deploying tactical nuclear weapons on the next match. Jeremy, this is beyond petty. It's actually creatively petty. If I understand it, the England team knew it was going to a nightclub, so they asked the Aussie team, they say, to join them at the nightclub, as opposed to the traditional beer outside the dressing room. Nobody on the Aussie team know that. Now, I'm not trying to take sides because you're Australian. I'm trying to figure out, you recall in the match that took place in Australia, that Australia won, what was it, 4-1? There was much to do about how the England team didn't have time to recreate with drinks. Remember that? We didn't have enough time to relax between matches. This particular England team is keen on, do you call it bending the elbow in Australia the way they do in Ireland? Yes?
We do. In fact, very much bending the elbow is a turn of phrase we use. And you're 100% correct. For a team that was complaining they didn't get enough drinking in of the last Ashes series, they missed the perfect opportunity to get beers in immediately after the game. And then, I don't know, maybe they felt they had to drink alone because of how miserably they kind of did. But it was quite a bizarre set of circumstances, John. And I dare say, I mean, nuclear weapons aside, I think we're probably seriously considering leaving the Commonwealth because of this one. It's just one of those things that has really blown up.
I hope King Charles, when he arrives in Australia, can come forward and arbitrate this dispute, because it's going to require the sovereign himself to settle it down. Otherwise, we'll continue this the next time. Jeremy Zakas, my cricket coach, my cricket guide on who knew that beers were part of the rules in cricket. But it makes sense. Jeremy Zakas is in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.